And that was your light down the road. It had one on each side of the windshield. It was up on the windshield. On each side of the windshield. And Reed and I recollect it so well. He that's when he started working in parishes, see. And he come out there in that old thing. And he got ready to go. He had to go in a long time before daylight. See, they went, boy, they worked long hours, before daylight and after dark. He'd come in 10, 11 o'clock sometime at night. They worked him. But anyway, he kept trying to light them things. He didn't know nothing much about it, I'm sure. And he light that thing, he'd go out. And boy, directly he got mad. And he never did use bad language. See, I never had heard him use any at all. No time. And boy, he finally lost his temper and he started cussing that thing. And boy, I tell you, it like scared me to death. I can still recollect. I run out, I took off running, and I run through a bunch of sandburrs and got them all in my face. Boy, it just like scared me to death. I never had heard him do that before.
Was driving the school bus the last work you did before you retired?
I was driving the bus. Mm-hmm. I retired driving the bus.
Tell me about your education.
I ain't got any.
Did you ever go to school at all?
Yeah, I went to school. I went to school right over here across the creek where I told you we live right over here in Army Camp. I went over there. First, when I first started school, was down yonder at Pinhook. I was 9 years old before I ever started school, see. Well, and I was pretty big. I grew pretty tall. I wasn't big, but I was real tall, you know. Growed fast, slendered up quick. And that's the reason I didn't want to go to school, see. Y'all, the rest of them had already gone to school, you know, and I was in the grade and I was about a head and shoulders taller than everybody else, and I felt ashamed to be there.
What was the name of that school?
I don't know what they call that school, but our teacher down there was named Miss Willard. I never will forget her. Mm-hmm. And she was a wonderful teacher. Boy, she was a good one.
Where was this now?
That was down the other side of Pinhook, down at Pinhook, down yonder.
Where is Pinhook?
It's sort of south and, well, I don't know, it might be east of Paris. Mm-hmm. It's about east of Paris, I believe.
How many miles?
It's about 13, 14 miles. I started to tell you about that. You know, things stand out to a man, a kid, you don't ever forget. We carried water for the school, you know, drinking water, and went down to her house where she lived at, and she was a single woman. Mm-hmm. And her daddy down there, he was old, real old, and I always did like to hear old people talk. And boy, I just nearly get into it. I go down there and stay too long, see, going in that water. He'd get to telling us stories, you know. And I see him for yet, sitting there. He's had an old timey rocker, and he's just sitting in that old rocker with a fireplace there. And he'd get us in there, and he'd start telling us stories. I don't know whether it was true or not. I imagine it was back there. And boy, I just nearly got into it a few times, staying too long down there. But anyway, we had a stick. We run through that big old bucket and take two of us to carry it, see. We run that stick through there and carry it back to the schoolhouse. That's what we drank there.
Y'all were living at Pinhook then? Or?
Well, what the end of Pinhook community, what we called it. Of course, they finally done away with that little school, and then we went to Pinhook school from there. Mm-hmm. And went.
How many years in all did you go to school?
I didn't go about 5 years, I think, so.
Mm-hmm. All of
No, I went, I went, I didn't go 1 year down there. Uh-huh. And the rest of them, I went right over here. I went over here at Post Oak. But I went over yonder, that little school over yonder, that little one-room school over there.
Mm-hmm. At Post?
No, this here would be over here. Emerson. They call it Gustin Solomon. I don't know what it was. It's between Emerson. Well, we live, Adele and them live right in front of school over yonder where them people live at now. There's a little schoolhouse across the road there.
It's right at Emerson, isn't it?